listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face. At some point
We'll be right back.
litter London with lonely hearts. Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. Am I? That I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is one when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome. But if your stripe strikes at your sleep, remember spring's full of snow.
Annoying thing I will have said today. How's your Hollow weekend going?
Hollow weekend was long.
It was long.
Never ending. Mm-hmm. Jam-packed. But now gotta get back to the other days.
You know what's wild? Halloween hasn't happened yet.
I'm like, Halloween's over. Gotta move on to Thanksgiving. Nope.
Like, I was walking with my boyfriend yesterday, and we passed by, like, a house decorated for Halloween.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is so, like, our kids are not doing Halloween anymore. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, they aren't trick-or-treating. And I was like, fam, Halloween's on Tuesday.
Yeah,
like, they don't do Halloween weekend.
Imagine if little kids went out every day of the weekend before Halloween.
Oh my god.
With different outfits.
Adults would, pretty, they would not be.
Nah, it wouldn't go well.
Not be happy with that.
I miss trick-or-treating. Free candy.
I know.
Brisk walk around the neighborhood.
Truly. You know what was, like, always such, like, an awkward, sort of like existential crisis in a way, when you were the age where it was, like, murky whether or not you should be trick-or-treating.
That was rough, like 13, 14.
Yeah,
you're like, should we just hang out on Halloween? But everyone's like, no, let's go to a couple houses.
And you're, because it's so, because, like, some people would be like, oh, like, why aren't you trick-or-treating, like, you're still a kid.
Yeah,
but then sometimes what stung the most is when you'd, like, go to a house and they'd be like, why are you still doing this?
You don't be that weirdo that's knocking on houses and they're like,
I miss that.
Yeah.
And, like, the competition, like, between siblings or friends of, like, how long when did your candy last?
Or how would you, like, collect ours? I would collect mine in a pillowcase.
We had, like, various containers.
Okay.
Like, initially it was wholesome and it was, like, they were, like, little pumpkin shaped, and then it just came, like, let me get a massive, like, huge thing.
No, for sure.
Candy.
When you get home after, you dump it out and you, like, sort it through and you're like, I got five peanut butter cups. You only got four. Oh, no, the best is when they give you, like, chips.
Narc.
I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you trade? Yeah.
I had a dentist as a neighbor. Literally got raisins every year.
Sad.
Yeah, but the mayor of my city would give away king size Twix.
The mayor?
That is
the mayor of Cambridge?
That is how the bourgeoisie live.
Yeah, I'm like,
the literal mayor of Cambridge.
You would go to the mayor of Cambridge's house?
Oh, yeah.
Where does that person live? Is it, like, a nice castle?
Yeah, every election, the mayor's castle is passed on to the new mayor.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
No, honestly, Cambridge government is, you know, like Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah.
You know, like the mayor with the top hat?
Sure.
Like, that's how I kind of feel like the Cambridge government is, because it's just, like, it's a mess. Like, I don't think they ever meet, like... There's been roads construction since I was, like, a freshman in high school.
They just never finished it?
No. They pave the road, and then it's, like, nice for, like, 2 days. And then they tear it up again, and, like...
They're, like, not good enough.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Not good enough for Cambridge.
It must be up to Cambridge standards.
Do it again.
Once more for the mayor of Cambridge.
As he sits in his castle.
Eating king-sized Twix.
Yeah. Twix, king size Twix.
Yeah, Twix is.
That was the mayor's choice. Well, mm-hmm.
What is your favorite candy?
That's a tough one. I think I would say peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups.
Or yeah. Honestly, just give me a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, I wish I could get like mozzarella sticks or mac and cheese bites.
Mac and cheese bites.
Oh, that'd
just
be so
dip
janky.
Your hand in, yeah. Grab some bites.
Yeah, when I'm an adult, I'll just have
Gushers.
A bucket of mac and cheese bites.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Gushers are so good.
You know, like when you go to the house, mm-hmm. they have Gushers.
Oh my god!
Box.
You like anytime you go, you can like just like rate jealousy by like the snacks that their parents buy for them. Like, if they like, you roll up and they have like Gushers, like chewy granola bars, basically just stuff that's bad for you.
It's like it's like, you know, those parents were listening to their kids.
Yeah, exactly.
They knew what they wanted. Like, they withheld it and then they gave the people what they wanted on the day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'd
always go to the houses where they
by the foot.
Oh yeah, no.
That stuff's just candy.
Do you know how they
that
have like
candy? It's not a snack.
Do you know how they have like the snack, the like multi packs of candy, and like some of them are like, oh, that's a good one. Some of them are like, this is obviously the bad option.
Yeah.
And you go to houses and they'd only have like Milk Duds and like, do you like Milk Duds? No
yeah,
offense.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
Like, what do you say? I like when I find Milk Duds.
Or like Whoppers.
Whoppers are disgusting and I
no,
hate
yeah.
them. That's
it's
why
like,
I
when
hate
you
Easter.
When you knock on someone's
I hate
house.
Easter.
Why?
Because of Whoppers.
I don't know what that means.
Whopper? Did you not get Whoppers in your Easter basket every Easter? Whoppers are like the Easter candy.
Are
in
they?
Family. Yeah, they oh. are.
Oh, so that gross. Would be a bummer.
Yeah.
Easter morning, gotta eat your Whoppers.
No,
but when you go to the house and you know that they got the bad multi-pack, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, you're a loser.
Freaking narc, you have no friends. Oh, but the good stuff. Ooh, okay. I'd say the prime candies to get are, and some of these are dicey opinions, apparently. So, Butterfingers.
Yeah.
I like Butterfingers.
Yeah, me
Kit
too.
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
I'm a Reese's.
Fan.
And Twix.
I'm a good fan of that.
I don't like Snickers. I don't like Milky Way.
Yeah.
I don't like... I hate sour candy, like Skittles.
Oh, I like a good Skittle.
I don't know.
No.
It's gotta be chocolate.
M&M's. Peanut M&M's, little baggies. I love those.
Those are so good. Yeah, I prefer peanut M&M's to M&M's, to be quite honest.
Yeah, they've got more oomph to mm-hmm. them.
If anyone is listening to our candy wish list.
I think we should keep going.
I like peonies. I like mozzarella sticks. I like nice earrings.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not a fan when I see a Snickers. I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm like, I wish this wasn't a Snickers.
I know. Like, I'd prefer...
Or a Milky Way? No. What's the other one?
Babe Ruth? Blah.
Yeah, those are all the same in my mind.
I know. Yeah, there's no... Like, Milky Way and Babe Ruth are the same.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Even their packaging is, like, boring.
And then, what's a... Oh, Snickers just has peanuts in it.
Yeah, it's, like, peanut...
Except for...
Cookie thing and, like, caramel. What were you saying?
They do have, I feel like Snickers or whatever, but like they have pushed those commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Snickers has the best branding.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
They push those mm-hmm. commercials.
Like you're not you when you're hungry. You have Snickers.
Yeah.
But,
I like
that. I don't want a Snickers.
I know. It's like, I think if you're hungry, you should not be eating a full size candy bar. You should maybe eat something a little healthier.
Wait, I don't think I have ever bought.
No.
Just a full size candy bar.
You can't go, like, buy a candy bar. People look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, who just buys a candy bar and then just eats it? Like, you can't do that. Yeah.
But you. But the thing is, like, you can buy, like, I've bought, like, packs of Skittles.
Really. Yeah, no, that's
but
different.
But it's like a bar of candies. It's just so weird.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like candy's like that weird thing where everyone loves it, but like you're shamed if you buy it yourself. Yeah. But like for like, some reason, everyone has a candy dish, and like everyone loves Halloween. Everyone like loves when you it's just like you stumble upon candy.
You gotta get it from somewhere else. Yeah. You can't get it for yourself.
It's like HBO passwords. Yeah.
You can never have your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I just bought a full yeah. size candy bar.
Like if I see a container of candy out somewhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll have some candy. But if I'm at the grocery store or like anywhere, I'm never like, let me get some candy. Like, you can't do that. You gotta hide it a little bit. You'd be like, oh, this is just here. Let me just take some.
Oh no, it's just
like, oh me, who me? In my head. Candy? Okay.
Yeah, I guess if you like insist. We have really weird food culture. Yeah.
Let's hit it.
Speaking of
food culture and culture food,
there's actually like a class on that and looks really interesting.
Yeah, food and there's also a class on like school lunches.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's dope.
Like in public schools.
Yeah, but I was just, you know how at K-Deli, which I have gotten a recent crush.
Oh, the phone. Oh. I'm scared.
Where'd this thing go?
No, I know how to do it.
Okay. Can you? Okay. One sec. It's this. I think they may hung up. Can you talk to me?
Hello? Hello?
Is someone there?
No.
Oh, did I do phone two? It's phone one.
Oh.
Let's all right. Just hang up.
Yeah.
Sorry. We don't know how to answer.
The thing is gone.
Someone really had something to say about our candy conversation. That really made me nervous.
Yeah, but it's okay to... Candy bars are great.
One thing. Oh, K-Deli. Like, I never want to, like, drink a can of soda with my lunch.
But it's great to stock up on, because, like, sometimes you just need some soda.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, I agree.
But you don't want to buy it, you know?
I agree. It's nice to have a stockpile. At least exactly. Get some ginger ale, because you have a stomach ache later.
Mm-hmm. That is... I had a tummy ache the other day, and I need some ginger ale, but I...
Didn't have any.
I was just going to buy it from the vending machine. Like, that's so much. I don't want that much. But speaking, you know, food and exercise, they kind of go hand in hand.
Definitely hand
in
hand.
For a healthy diet with two... Remember, did you ever have that graphic?
Well-balanced life.
In your like gym class, and it was like 2 hours of screen time maximum a day. Like, look at us now. Oops. So autumn outdoor exercise for those fall endorphin vibes. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. Would you say so?
Yes.
Yeah. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go to places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air. Reduce stress and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Reform Radio.
Thank you for that. Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Lovely. Lovely. And let's get back to it.
Yeah, let's get back to some of them tunes.
Can you help me? as the stars in the sky. I need you to shine in my life. Not just for the meanwhile, for a long, long time. Better believe it. Oh, oh. Whenever you're not in my presence, it feels like I'm missing my blessings, yeah. So I sleep through the daylight, stay awake all night. Till you're back again, oh yeah, yeah. You think I'm biased, tell my significant other. You hit it right on the head, only been missing my lover. Got a hold of the text in my phone and I don't reply. The next day, boss, tell you why. Yeah, they're mad to see me. Yeah, yeah. Worried about nobody else. If it ain't with you, I'm with myself. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no I in team. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Get the guys out the car, it won't drive. That's how I feel when you're not by my side. In the morning, up under you, and only you. Oh, oh, grateful for your existence. Faithful no matter the distance. You're the only girl I see. From the bottom of my heart, please believe. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. You're worried about nobody else. Ain't you, I'm with myself. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no I in team. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Back in business.
Back in the
WMFO Medford.
Yep.
Egg hour.
Just want to give a shout out to all our listeners out there. We got some Dave and Evelyn Armour.
We got a Tyler Whitlow.
Yes. Mother and father out there. Good stuff.
Yummy. That is them.
That's how it's going.
Those are our listeners.
We have so many listeners, Charlotte.
Sometimes the fame is like...
It gets to me.
I am selling out.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. So we had some, chilly, rainy tunes.
Yep.
We're just going to ride you out to the land of Nod. Sleep tight. My loves. My bunnies. Fam. You got anything?
No, you're doing well. All
right. Let's go back in.
Drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah, every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need.
Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil, hammer in the anvil. We'll be right back.
is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
This is Satomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Lately I've been feeling